Well, it's coming on Christmas time, friends, and everybody's looking for gifts. You know, what better a gift could you give to somebody than the Word of God? Free offer this afternoon, copy of the New Testament, offered to you free of charge and without any cost, any obligation to you. The New Testament, Word of God, ability to make a body such as yourself wise for salvation through faith that is in Jesus Christ, the Son of God, whom I declare to you here in Walsall this afternoon. It does seem to me that you have a lot of religion here in Walsall, but you know, friends, hell will freeze over before religion will save you, put you right with God. Matters not, you know. The Watchtower Society, no salvation in that, none whatsoever.
Doing a good job.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Hell will freeze over, friends, before religion will save you. Not an ounce of salvation. The Watchtower Society, Mecca's variety, Rome's variety, only in the gospel. Only in the good news concerning God's Son, Jesus Christ, is salvation to be found. I commend Jesus to you, commend the Word of God to you. Read about Him here in the New Testament. See the great things that He has done, accomplished, in order that you might be saved from your sin, its consequences, the wrath to come. Ah, dear friends, salvation is free. Word of God is free. What better a gift, you know? Most precious gift that one person can give to another in this world. The Word of God. The Word of the living God. The true and living God. Not the gods of idolatry. Not the gods of your world religions. But the true and living God. The one who gave you life and breath. The one who sustained your life. And the one whom you know exists just the same as I do. Dear friends, religion, secularism, evolutionism, atheism, call it what you will. It's all the same things. Just plain and simple unbelief. But here's the thing, friends. Only in the gospel, only in the good news concerning God's Son, Jesus Christ, and what He has done, accomplished, the Son of the living God, God manifest in the flesh. Bible, the revelation of God, discloses God to you. A lot of people talking about disclosures in these days, especially so in the world of football, you know. Secrets of men's hearts and their deeds are being revealed. And it's coming up to payback time for some of them. And no doubt for some, well deserved. But you know, friends, the Bible tells us about another day of disclosure. A time, friends, when everything, the day will disclose everything, all the secrets of men's hearts, and we will be brought to account. We are all of us, God's Word tells us, naked and exposed to the eyes of Him to whom we must give account. All the intentions, the motives of men's hearts, it will all be disclosed when we stand before Almighty God. In that day, friends, you will need a defense. In that day, you will need an advocate. You will need somebody to plead your cause, to plead your case. And the only advocate that can get you off the hook, off the rap, is the one who paid the rap himself, who took the rap himself. Jesus Christ, who died for sinners, who died for the ungodly. In that day, friends, if He is not your defense and your shield, if His blood does not cover your sins, if Jesus Christ is not your advocate, then you are lost and lost for all eternity. Jesus Christ is a Savior. The Savior, He is God manifest in the flesh. He is. There is no other God but Jesus Christ. He came into the world, took flesh upon himself. He came in the likeness of sinful flesh to condemn sin in the flesh, that you might not be condemned, that you might not be judged, but that you might be justified right with God, with the Almighty. Our friends, belief, unbelief is the only thing that keeps you from the kingdom of God. Nothing else that keeps you from that safety, that salvation that Jesus came to accomplish and did accomplish. He's done it. You see, Christ died for the ungodly. Here we go. Every man's work shall be made manifest. It will all be made clear. Everything that you've ever done, for the day shall declare it, disclose it. That day, of course, spoken about the day of the Lord, a day of great calamity for many.
High five.
How you doing?
I like Jesus.
Do you? Good, good. Do you love him?
Yeah.
You love him, that's good, 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 good.
See ya.
And you too. A day of great calamity for many. A day of vengeance, says the Lord. The day of recompense. It's the payback time, you know. A lot of people live with the idea that, that they can sin with impunity because they do it behind closed doors, because nobody sees it, because the law doesn't catch up with them, because the policeman doesn't, apprehend them, because they get off on a technicality in court or something. Nobody sees it, You do the adultery. Who's the woman by your side today? Is that your wife, is it? Or is that, some illicit affair, what is it they say? Well, if you don't know about it, it don't hurt her you do the adultery behind your wife, your husband's back, and you don't get caught, you don't get found out, it doesn't lead to a divorce. But friends, the day will declare it, says God. In that day, the sins of men and women will be declared, will be disclosed before the judge of all the earth. Isn't it better that you declare your sins before God now, today? Confess your sins to Jesus Christ and be forgiven. Be forgiven now before that day, but the day will declare it. The Bible tells us, day of judgment, friends, when Jesus comes again. He's coming and he's been appointed, the Bible tells us, to judge the world in righteousness. He's the appointed judge. You won't stand, before him and say it's okay for God to judge me. You're God. I'm just a human being. Won't be like that at all. You'll be judged by the man Christ Jesus, the Son of God, who walked the face of this earth, who rubbed shoulders with sinful, wicked, evil men, who lived and loved and died and rose again from the dead in order that you might be saved from the judgment of God, that you might be saved from the condemnation, that you might be saved from the coming wrath of God. In that day of judgment, when everything shall be weighed in the balances, all your deeds, friends, everything will be weighed, your motives, intentions, the secret thoughts of your hearts, it will all be declared in that day. Oh, dear friends, repent and believe the gospel today, day when all the wrongs will be righted. Some people live, with the delusion. They think, wicked men, they get away with things, The Adolf Hitlers, the Stalins and the mousy tongues, and wicked men that do bad things to children, And they're not all just in the football realm, There's some outside of that, They do bad things to children, and, they think they get away with it, and some other people think they get away with it, There's no just justice, they say. You know, some village, some wicked people walk out of courtrooms, you know, and they don't get the justice they deserve. But the day will declare it, says God. The day will disclose their evil and their wicked deeds, and they will be judged. But so will you, and so will I. All of us, we shall all stand before God. We shall all give an account to God. Friends, better is it not that you declare your sinful deeds before Jesus Christ today, the only mediator between God and man, the only one who can make you right with God, the only one who can save you, Jesus a person. It's what he came for, it's what he lived for, it's what he loved for, it's what he died for, that you might be saved, that you might be made right with God. But all the wrongs shall be righted in that day. The sheep will be separated from the goats. Which are you, a sheep or a goat? The sheep go to the right and the goats to the left. The sheep go to be with God and the goats go into their own place. The damnation of hell it's called, where the flames are never quenched and the worm never dies. Conscience that gnaws at you for all eternity. Friends, the wheat and the tares will be separated. The wheat go into God's barn and the tares are burned up in the fires of hell. In that day, the day that will declare it, says God, day of judgment, day of the Lord, day of vengeance, day of recompense. Friends, there's something to be saved from. I'm not here to get you to agree with me. Don't matter whether you agree with me or not, it's whether you agree with God or not. That's what matters. Ah, friends, you know, there's something to be saved from. It's not a matter of being religious. You can go and join the Watchtower Society over there. They won't do nothing for you but make you religious. Won't save your soul. Won't deliver you from the wrath to come. It won't help you on the judgment day. They'll be condemned just the same as you. If you're not found trusting in Jesus, if you're not trusting in God the Son, you know, dear friends, you know, the Bible was given to us not to make men religious. Jesus Christ didn't come to make men religious. He came to save. He came to rescue sinners from a certain and known danger. And that's the sin that you were born in, conceived in. That's the sinful nature that you're in that needs to be changed by the miraculous power of God. You need to be saved from the consequences of your sin now in this world. You need to be saved from the final consequences of your sin. That day of judgment, that day that will declare all things. So which are you? Are you a sheep or a goat? Wheat or tares? Which are you? Where will you go? Where will you go? An old man I know of suffering from dementia. His life is ebbing from him. He's an old man. He said to his wife, he didn't want to be separated from his wife. He said to her the other day, you know, I don't know where I'm going. I don't know. He's a godless man. He's not a religious man. He's not a Christian. Never been born again. Never read the Bible as far as I know. But he said, I don't know where I'm going. But you see, friends, in saying that, he signifies, he knows he's going somewhere. And so do you. And you are. And friends, between heaven and hell, there's nothing else. There's no such a place as purgatory that Rome tells you about. There is no such a place mentioned in all the Bible. There are no second chances. Once you breathe your last, you go out of this world, you meet with God, and God will dispense of you on the basis of what you have done or not done with His Son, Jesus Christ. This is the condemnation, says God, that you have not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. That's the condemnation, friends. Jesus Christ came into the world to save. And you can be saved. You would be saved if you would but repent and believe the gospel. But if you don't, you're on your own. You stand before God in that day, and the day will declare it, says God. Declare what? Declare your sins. Declare your thoughts. Declare your words. Declare your actions. All of them. It will all be declared in that day, friends. Nothing will be hidden. And of course you want, well, you'll be out of self-denial then, you know. There'll be no denials before God, you know. But it wasn't me. I didn't really intend to do it, you know. It was somebody else's fault, you know. The blame game, you know. That started with Adam and Eve. You know, when Adam was found out, you know, back at the beginning. That's what he said. What, my fault? He said, it was the woman. It was the woman that you gave me. That was his excuse. And men have been making excuses ever since. What, my fault? It was the wife's fault. What, my fault? It was the husband's fault, you know. What, my fault? It was her fault. What, my fault? It was his fault, you know. Always somebody else to blame. But not in that day. Not in that day. God says the day shall declare it. Yeah. And there'll be no denials in that day. In that day when Jesus comes, you know how he's coming? Not like he came the last time. He's not coming in a manger like a little bitty baby, you know, like an infant child. He's coming in all the glory and the power of his holy angels. The Bible says to take vengeance upon all them that know not God and who believe not the gospel. Unbelievers, he's coming to judge them with his holy angels. And in that day, friends, the judgment will begin. The dead will be raised. The dead will be raised. Everybody will be raised. Yeah? The just and the unjust, the good and the bad, they will all be raised. And the judgment will begin. All will be judged. Ah, you see, we don't know what happens when a body dies. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. The Bible tells us. You see, nobody ever came back to tell us, yes, he did, Jesus did. He arose from the dead. He came back and he tells us, it is appointed unto man once to die. But after this, what? 6 feet of earth, splodge, end of story, finito, black hole, unknown. No, that's not what he says. After this, then comes the judgment. And the day will declare it. You will stand before God and you'll give account for all your deeds. The judgment will begin, friends. And every covering will be removed. And every secret of your heart will be exposed. Every thought, friends, you know. All the covering, all the masks, you know, will be removed, will be uncovered, you know. And everything that you ever did and why you did it will be laid bare before Almighty God. No excuses in that day and no denials. Oh, it will be a revealing day. People who you thought were good will be shown to be bad. And people who you thought to be bad will be shown to be evil. There'll be people who had Bibles in their hands. People who profess to be religious. People who profess to follow God and to do for God. Oh, I tell you, friends, in that day, they will be seen to be what they are. Friends, unless your nature's changed, unless you're born again, you can be as religious as you like, and you can kill in the name of God. And there are people who do that today, and people who subscribe to religion that does that. You know, they say they're doing it in God's name. They're killing and slaughtering men, women and children. And they claim to do it in God's name. Well, in that day, friends, the day will declare it. And God will make it clear they never did it in His name. They never did it in God's name. They never did it in the name of Jesus Christ. I tell you, friends, all the wrongs will be righted. Yeah, the time of the Crusades, the time of slaughtering and killing by the Roman Catholic Church for generations, for years. No better than been killed. Christians, genuine Christian people. Idolatrous religion. That's all that it is, friends. Now, unless you're born again, says Jesus, you cannot see the kingdom of God. Never mind enter into it. The nature has to be changed. You have to be washed in the blood of the Lamb. You have to be made a new creature in Jesus Christ. Friends, you must be born again. The day will declare it, whether you have been or not. And religion will not cover it. Religion will not hide it. God will show exactly what you are. All the coverings will be removed. It will be a very, very revealing day. Everything shall be revealed. The day shall declare it. It will be a convincing day. You will be convinced of the reality of God. Oh, you say today, there is no God. Yes, you say, I don't know if God exists. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. God has made that known to all men. You know that God exists just the same as I do. God has shown it to you, made it manifest to you. He says that you even clearly understand it. You know that God is. You just don't want there to be a God because you love your sin. You love the darkness. You love the evil. You love your wicked deeds. You don't want there to be a God, that's all. But you know that God is. Every single man, woman, and child born into this world knows that God is. The true and living God, I mean. The God of the Bible. The God who made heaven and earth and everything in it. The God who sustains your life. The God who puts food on your table. The God who gives you the breath of life. You know that He exists, friends. You know, but you can live in self-denial. You can live in self-deception. You can say there is no God, but in that day, the day will declare it. And I tell you, friends, I tell you, it will be a convincing day for you, because you'll be convinced then. You won't stand before God and say, oh, what a surprise, I never knew you were. Yes, God will tell you, yes, you did, you knew, but you suppressed the truth in your wickedness. You didn't want me to be. You rejected me. You rejected my love. You rejected my salvation. You rejected my Son. And here you are before me, declared in that day, friends, a convincing day. You have no conviction of your sin today, this afternoon. Or you'll be convinced of the reality of it then. In that day, friends, you will be convinced of your sin, of your evil heart and your evil deeds. You can deny it today. You can say, I'm not a sinner. I may have done things wrong, but I'm not a sinner. I'm not a wicked person. I'm a good person, really. Really? Well, God in that day will show, will declare it to you how many lies you told, how many times you lusted after the opposite, and for some of you, wickedly, evilly, the same sex. Oh yeah, that God will declare it in that day. Oh, you say, your same-sex marriage and operations, you say, they're acceptable. The government made it acceptable. Well, God will convince you. He will show you on that day that it was not acceptable, that it was an abomination, as God says in His Word. In that day, God, I tell you, will declare it, and you will be convinced in that day, like you're not now. God will show it to you, friends. Sin will be revealed. A day of judgment. A day of calamity. A day, friends, of vengeance and recompense, says the Lord. So now is the day. Now is the time, friends, to be declaring your sin openly before God, transparently before God, confessing your sin to Jesus Christ, for He alone can forgive. He alone has the authority to say to you, no priest, no pope, no guru, no religious society has the power, the authority to say to you, your sins are forgiven. That authority belongs to the Son of God and to Him alone, no other. He alone can absolve you of your sin. Ah, come to Jesus. Declare your sins to Him. And He'll wash you. He'll forgive you. He'll pardon you. Justify you. Make you right with God by His precious blood. But our friends, the day will declare it. It will be a convincing day. You'll be convinced of your sin on that day. It will be a condemning day for many, many millions of people through the generation. Condemned. Condemned. Why? Because of your unbelief. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world. God doesn't condemn. Jesus doesn't condemn you. I did not come to condemn. He said, I came to save, to rescue. I don't condemn you. I don't have to, friends. Jesus doesn't have to. You're already under the condemnation of God. Why? This is the condemnation, says God, that you have not believed in the name of His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. That's the condemnation. In that day, friends, your condemnation will be fulfilled. Today you live under the condemnation of God. The judgment of God hangs over you like the sword of Damocles, waiting to fall upon you at any God-given moment when He takes you out of this world, which He could do even this very day. And you stand before God and have to give account. Condemned, friends, because of your unbelief, your refusal, your rejection of God's Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Ah, friends, condemnation is already upon you. And the only way that it can be lifted is through the atoning death of God's Son, Jesus Christ, what He died for. Religion can't do that for you. All the religion in the world can do that for you. Only Jesus, only my Jesus, my gospel, the Son of God who loved sinners and gave Himself for them. Oh, the love of God. You might know many things. You might, because of the knowledge you've got, you can argue up one side and up another side about all kinds of things. But here's the thing, friends. Do you know this? Do you know the love of God that passeth knowledge? Do you know the love of Jesus? Do you know the peace of God that passeth all understanding? Do you know the forgiveness of God? Do you know the peace of mind that comes from that forgiveness? All the condemnation and taken away. Oh, friends, the day will declare it. It will be a day of condemnation for many. Many will rue the day that they heard the gospel, because that will increase their guilt. That will increase their condemnation. A nation such as this, that's had the gospel for 400 years or more, had Bibles, had churches, had the preaching of the gospel, and you still got it today. You'll rue the day, some of you, that you ever heard the street preacher declaring the gospel to you, because it will add to your condemnation if you don't repent, if you don't believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, that will be, the day will declare it. It will be a day, a condemning day for many, but for some it will be a justifying day. Ah, for some it will be a day of welcome. Those who have repented, those who have believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, their justification will be fulfilled. Bible tells us a man's justified by faith and faith alone in the Son of God. No flesh will ever be justified before Me, says God, by their own works, religious or otherwise. All your charitable deeds, all your righteousnesses are like filthy rags before Me, says God. Ah, dear friends, only through the justifying blood of God's Son, Jesus Christ, can you be made right with God. But for all who believe, for all who put their trust in Jesus. And it is atoning shed blood. Oh, I tell you, friends, they are justified immediately. Immediately. But in that day when He comes again and they stand before Him, it will be a day, friends, of commendation for them, not condemnation. It will be a day when their justification will be fulfilled and God will embrace them and love them everlastingly for all eternity. And for believing in God's Son, Jesus Christ, all the motives of men will be discovered. All the intentions of men will be laid bare before Almighty God. The reason why you did something, well, I didn't mean it, you say. And God will say, yes, you did. It's exactly what you meant. Well, I didn't mean to say it. I didn't mean to do it, you say. And God will show you, yes, that's exactly what you intended. That's exactly what you meant to do. Ah, friends, it will be a fearful day for many. The intentions and the motives of men's hearts, why you did things, why you didn't do them, it will all be laid bare in that day. The hypocrisy of men's hearts will be uncovered, and all the deceptions. And our Bible tells us that the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Outside of Jesus Christ, I tell you, that deception, that deceitfulness is working in you and working itself out of you in your life day by day. Nothing but deceit and lies. Exchanging the truth for a lie and living godless lives, living in deceit, living out the lie of evolution, the lie of idolatrous religion, the lie of the watchtower society, lies, lies, lies. You live in the midst of lies and deceitfulness. But in that day when Jesus comes and that judgment begins, I tell you, all the deceptions of men's hearts will be uncovered. All will be laid bare, and the truth will be declared before all of God's creation. The day, I tell you, will declare it. All the honesty and all the dishonesty will be exposed. The day will declare it. And friends, the Bible makes it clear. That day is coming, and that day is coming soon. And the Bible also declares to us that day is coming, and it will come suddenly, like a thief in the night. When you least expect it, He will come, I tell you, friends, and He will begin that work of judgment, judging the world in righteousness.
All good and bleeding, I die Calvary.
Oh, have you? No, no, we can't do that.
It's too good.
All your other people are. You might not be.
Now they ain't.
But you're taking notice now. You're talking to me. Do you believe in God?
Here.
Do you believe in God?
Yes, I do.
Okay, do you believe in Jesus?
Aye.
You believe in Jesus?
Yes, I do.
You've been born again?
I'm a Christian.
Have you been born again?
Aye.
Have you been born again? Have you been born again?
I'm going to be born next day.
No, you're going to be.
No.
You've got to be born again now.
Aye.
You've got to be born again now. Have you been born again?
If I'm born again, I'm.
Jesus says you must be born again.
Yeah.
Jesus says you must be born. That's an act of violence. That's an act of violence. How can you be a Christian and say that? A Christian wouldn't say that.
Yes.
If you were a Christian, you'd be rejoicing. You'd be rejoicing in what I'm doing.
You're too low, and you're giving me all that data.
Ah. Well, better I give you a headache, than you have to endure the headache that you will endure in the damnation of hell. Do forgive me if I'm annoying you. Do forgive me if I'm giving you a headache. But believe me, the damnation of hell will be a lot worse than me annoying you, will be a lot worse than the headache that I might be giving you. Where the worm is never quenched. Yeah? Your conscience will burn for all eternity without any respite at all. Where the flames, the fire is never quenched. That's what you're faced with in the day that will declare it, that will declare your sins, your sinfulness, that will declare your deceitful heart, that will declare who and what you are, that will declare your condemnation, the day will declare it, says God. And friends, I would rather annoy you, I'd rather give you a headache than you face the judgment of God in that state and condition. I'm here because I love you. I'm here because I want you to be saved. I'm here because I want you to be right with God. I want you to escape the judgment of God. I don't want you to come to such a terrible, catastrophic end. I want you to experience God's salvation. I want you to be born again. I want you to come to know the love of God that passeth knowledge. Friends, that can only happen through the preaching of the gospel. That's the means that God uses to bring men to salvation. The gospel's the power of God unto salvation, brings men and women to salvation. The preaching of the gospel, that is, brings them to an awareness of their sin, declares their sin today rather than in the day of the Lord. Brings men and women to a reality of their sin. Brings them to be convinced of their sin. Brings them to a reality of God, His person, His being, His holiness, His justice. And the Son of God, oh, the lovely, lovely Jesus who came into the world that you might be saved through Him. Ah, dear friends, I'm here because I love you. I love your soul. I don't want you to go to hell. I don't want you to be lost. I want you to be saved. Am I your enemy because I tell you the truth? Huh? Is it that too hard to bear? The truth about yourself, I mean, and the truth about your eternal destiny. I'm telling you things, friends, that you want here in your churches around you today. They're too mealy-mouthed to tell you the truth. They're too frightened to tell you the truth. They'll dance to you, they'll sing to you. Hey, they'll feed you, they'll do all kinds of things, but they won't tell you what kind of a damnable sinner you are. They won't tell you. They won't tell you about your deceitful hearts. They won't tell you about the wickedness of your nature. They won't tell you that you must be born again. They won't tell you that you face eternal damnation without Jesus Christ. They won't tell you that. They might as well close their doors. They're a waste of space. I'm telling you the things that you need to hear. No, I know you don't want to hear them. I'm telling you them because the day will declare it, friends. You'll stand before God and the day will declare what you are. Whether you're God's or not. Whether you've been born again or not. Friends, only Jesus. Only my Jesus. Only the Son of God. He alone can save you. He alone can justify you before God's what He came for. That day will come suddenly, friends. Day of salvation for those who have repented and believed the gospel. A day of condemnation for those who haven't. Friends, today if you hear His voice, harden not your hearts. Today, friends, today could be a day of salvation for you. Should you repent? Should you believe the gospel? Should you receive the Lord Jesus Christ in faith? He came to His own, but His own received Him not, but to as many as did receive Him, who believed in His name, He gave the power to become children of God. That's how you become a child of God, how you get adopted into the family of God. Nature changed from a child of wrath to a child of God. From a child of the devil to a child of God. Salvation, salvation, friends. Salvation could be yours today. Behold now, today. Today is the day. Now is the accepted time, says God. Don't wait any longer. Don't put it off, friends. Don't put it off. Is there hostility in your heart? Anger in your heart? Enmity against God in your heart? Of course there is. That's why you need to be changed. Why you need to be born again. Love for God put into your heart instead of hatred. Stony heart taken out of you and given you a heart of flesh. Only God Himself can do that. Miraculously, supernaturally, reborn of God's Spirit, born from above, made a new creature in Jesus Christ. Friends, the day will declare it, whether you've been born again or not. That's the crucial thing. That's the important thing. You must be born again. Repent ye and believe the gospel. Kingdom of God's at hand. It's the way into the kingdom of God. It's the only way. But you can't repent of yourself. You haven't got the power, the desire. You can't believe of yourself.
Hiya.
How you doing?
I have a little bit concern about your mic and and how loud it is.
Okay, I'll turn it down one.
Yeah. I don't believe you're allowed to have the mic, actually.
I am, actually.
Have you got your permit?
I don't need one.
No,
this is a public place and I have the right to be here. I've sought legal counsel on it and we've been all around the houses with it, with the police. I have every right to be here doing what I am, yeah.
Right, I have got concerns though. I've had complaints about the noise.
Yeah, I know. I get them every week. Normally it's just banter, but because you're passing by, they lay hold on you. If it was music, it wouldn't bother them. It's just because of the content. I've got about another 5-10 minutes at the most and I'll be gone. Won't even be 10 minutes and I'll be gone.
Okay, if you could just turn the mic down a little bit.
I will do. But can I just say, I have every right to be here. It's a public place. I have every right to be doing this, and I have freedom of speech. And the thing is that I'm here once a week for 40 minutes maximum.
Yeah.
If you look into it, ma'am.
Yeah, I will. I've just got concerns about the mic because we're on a busy time zone.
Right. Well, okay, I'll turn it down.
If you could.
5 minutes and I'll be gone.
Okay, thank you.
I don't mind just praying to you, whatever you want to do, it's up to you. But can you please turn it down?
I've just told him.
We've just done that.
Yeah.
I'll be back again next week.
That's right. I will be. Yeah. And I'll be here next week too.
Can you make sure you
turn it down? I'll turn it down.
I've just said a word. Well, I'll stay here for a bit.
I've just done it down.
Can I have your number so if it starts again next week? Who do I contact?
You'll have to dial the 101. I don't like giving out my personal mobile. Hang on a minute, I'm talking. Every week I'm here on a Wednesday at this time,
He can preach as much as he wants, but it's unfair that he's got a microphone.
Believe you should have a microphone. I've got to find that out.
Make sure she does it when they come with the music as well, will you?
We have complaints about the music as well. We do. It's not just yourself, honestly. We have it with everybody.
Okay.
Okay, ladies, have a good day. I'm nearly done anyway.
Just turn it down.
Yeah, I have done. Yeah. So, like I was saying, friends, before I was interrupted, you know, it's the gospel. You know, the good news, God's salvation. In Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And in Him alone, there's no salvation to be found in any other. Only Jesus. Only my Jesus. The devil declared it, friends. Whether you have truly believe, whether you have been born again, whether your nature has been changed, no other way. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. No other way, no other Savior, no other mediator, appointed of God, Son of God, who came into the world, lived and loved, died, rose again from the dead, in order that salvation might be yours. But our friends, you know, that enmity, hostility in your heart against God needs to be removed, needs to be taken out. Only God can take it out through His Son, Jesus Christ. Only through the gospel can your heart be changed and love put into your heart instead of hatred, instead of hostility, instead of enmity against God. Ah, friends, Jesus, the love of Jesus, nothing like it. Nothing like it. The love of Jesus came into the world and died for sinners such as you and I. Repent, friends, and believe the gospel. These are the first words of Jesus recorded in the Bible, in the New Testament. You can read for yourself and see. Offered to you free of charge, no cost, no obligation to you. Yours take and do with as you will. It's the word of God, friends. Able to make you wise, give you wisdom for salvation. Repent ye and believe the gospel. First words of Jesus in the New Testament. Repent ye and believe the gospel. Repent ye and believe the gospel.